Hi there, how can I help you today?
Hi, thanks for picking up. I'm curious about your voice AI services. Could you tell me a bit about what you offer and how your platform stands out? I'm testing voice AI capabilities and would love to hear what makes your solution special.
Hey Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. I think you might have me mixed up with someone else. I'm Dasha, your friendly AI assistant here to chat about voice AI. But hey, I'm doing
Yeah, it's
great and excited to learn about your services. Could you tell me more about
Yeah. It's
what you offer?
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha, a AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
That sounds impressive. AI that talks like a human. Very cool. Well, in my business, the biggest challenge is reaching potential customers in a way that feels natural and engaging without sounding robotic or pushy. Also, scaling outreach without losing that personal touch is tricky. How does your AI handle those nuances?
Tell me more about reaching potential customers in a way that feels natural and engaging.
Great question. Our AI uses advanced natural language understanding and generation to mimic human conversation patterns, pauses, intonation, even a bit of humor when appropriate. It adapts dynamically to the customer's responses, making each interaction feel unique and genuine. So instead of a scripted robot, it's more like chatting with a helpful, friendly expert. That way, potential customers stay engaged and are more open to the conversation. Does that sound like something that could help your outreach?
Now, I'm curious, let's say it's 12 months from now and you used our AI and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
I see. Well, in that ideal 12-month scenario, I'd imagine our lead generation would be consistently smooth and natural, with AI handling a large volume of personalized conversations that convert well. We'd see a clear boost in qualified leads and revenue growth, all while saving time and effort on manual outreach. Plus, the AI would keep learning and improving, making every call better than the last. How about you? What success stories have you seen with your AI in that kind of time frame?
What do you mean by a clear boost in qualified leads and revenue growth? Why is that important to you?
Great point to dig into. A clear boost in qualified leads means more potential customers who are genuinely interested and ready to engage, not just random contacts. That's important because it makes sales efforts way more efficient, less time chasing dead ends, and more time closing deals. Revenue growth follows naturally when you have better leads converting. For a business, that's the lifeblood. More sales, more resources to grow, and a stronger market position. Does that align with what you see as the key benefits of your AI?
Tell me more about making sales efforts way more efficient.
Sure thing. Making sales efforts more efficient means your team spends less time on unproductive calls or emails and more time focusing on leads that actually have a high chance of converting. Our AI pre-qualifies leads by having natural, engaging conversations that uncover real interest and needs. This way, your sales reps get warm, well-informed prospects handed to them, boosting their productivity and closing rates. It's like having a super smart assistant filtering and warming up leads 24/7. Sounds like a game changer, right?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Right now, one big challenge is scaling personalized outreach without overwhelming the sales team. Also, keeping conversations natural and engaging at scale can be tough with traditional tools. And of course, tracking and analyzing call outcomes efficiently to keep improving is a constant need. How does your AI tackle these issues?
What are all the ways scaling outreach and keeping conversations natural are affecting the business right now?
Good question. When scaling outreach feels clunky or robotic, potential customers might tune out or even get annoyed, which hurts brand reputation and wastes resources. It also means missed opportunities because the message doesn't connect. On the flip side, if you try to keep it super natural but manually, it's time-consuming and expensive, limiting how many leads you can reach. So the business ends up stuck between losing volume or losing quality. Neither is great for growth. Does that sound familiar?
Can you go a bit deeper on how losing volume or quality is impacting your growth?
Absolutely. Losing volume means fewer leads entering the pipeline. So even if your conversion rate is decent, the total number of customers grows slowly. On the other hand, sacrificing quality means you might reach a lot of people, but many aren't interested or ready to buy, which wastes sales resources and can frustrate your team. Both scenarios slow down revenue growth and make it harder to hit ambitious targets. It's like trying to fill a bucket with a hole in it. No matter how much you pour in, progress feels slow. Does that analogy resonate with you?